1. The majestic beauty of white-capped Mount Hood was unobstructed from the 20th floor of the Empress Hotel in downtown Portland. Cassie Crane stood in front of the huge floor-to-ceiling window, her arms hugging her slim waist. Blake Sherrill's letter of resignation was clenched tightly in one hand. Blake was the best general manager she'd ever hoped to find. His resignation had caught her off guard. As far as Cassie knew, he had been perfectly content. His employee file was open on her computer, and Cassie moved across the plush office to study the information. His salary was generous, she noted, but Cassie believed in paying her employees what they were worth. And Blake earned every cent. Maybe he'd reconsider if she offered him a raise. But according to the file, he'd received a healthy increase only 3 months earlier. Scrolling down through the information, Cassie paused to read over the original employment application that included his photograph. He was 6'3", and at her guess, around 180 pounds. Dark hair and brown eyes. None of that had changed. At the time he was hired, he was single and 30. Certainly she would know if he'd married since then. He hadn't, she was sure of it. Had Blake been with Crane Enterprises that long? 6 years? Cassie pushed her wide-rimmed glasses up from the tip of her nose and sat in her cushioned white leather chair. Her assistant buzzed, interrupting her thoughts. Mr. Sherrill's here to see you. Cassie pushed the intercom lever. Please send him in. Mentally, she prepared herself. Her father had groomed her well for this position. If Blake was displeased about something, she'd soon discover what it was. Employee performance and customer satisfaction were the name of the game. But an employee, even one as good as Blake, couldn't perform if he was unhappy. If so, Cassie wanted to know the reason. She pretended an interest in his computer file when the door opened. Looking up, she smiled brightly. Sit down, Blake. Her hand indicated a chair on the other side of her desk. He wasn't a handsome man. His features were rough and rugged, too craggy to be considered attractive. His chin projected stubbornly, and the shadow of his beard was heavy. Cassie didn't doubt that he had to shave twice a day. He wore a dark business suit and silk tie, and his hair was coal dark. Could he be Italian with a name like Sherrill? Funny how she'd never really noticed Blake. At least, not the toughness in the lean, hard figure that stood in front of her.
If you don't mind, I'd rather stand.
With feet braced slightly apart, he joined his hands. Honestly, Cassie admonished with a soft smile. You look like a recruit standing at attention.
Sometimes I feel that way.
The words were hardly above a whisper. Pardon? Cassie looked up again.
Nothing.
The small lines about his eyes and mouth creased in a mirthless smile.
You're right. I'll sit down.
How long have you been with us now, Blake?
6 years, 6 months, and 5 days,
he replied dryly. You counted the days? He shrugged.
Maybe I was hoping to gain your attention.
Cassie gave him a troubled look. Clearly something was wrong. Not in the 5 years since she'd taken over the company had Blake behaved like this. You have my attention now. She held up the resignation letter. What's the problem? He looked away.
There's no problem. The time has come to move on, that's all.
Is it the money?
No.
Have you got another job offer? That was the scenario that made the most sense.
Not yet.
This wasn't going well, and she was fast losing her grip on the situation. All right, Blake, tell me what's up.
Do you want a full report submitted? There's one due at the end of the month, as usual.
I don't mean that, and you know it. Angrily, she glared at him.
I thought you read every report,
he muttered with an edge of sarcasm. I've never known you to be cynical, Cassie cut in.
But then you've never known me, have you?
Cassie didn't know how to answer him. Maybe if she'd dated...